You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is quite the journey from Kalamazoo all the way to Alaska and teeny tiny towns like Nulato with its population of 259. But a team from Western Michigan University has been making that journey every year since 2014, heading to isolated little towns and villages like Nulato to help people there with their taxes. Western's Department of Philosophy takes part in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, sending students to these remote Alaskan villages and towns. Fritz Allhoff is a professor of philosophy at Western, and he leads the teams to Alaska each year. Fritz, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, these are not connections that spring to mind right away. WMU and Alaskan towns and philosophy students helping with tax preparation. How did this begin for you?
So after law school, I was a law clerk for the Alaska State Supreme Court. And when I was spending that year in Anchorage working for the court system, some students that had previously been involved in the program recruited us to jump in. And then after I moved from Alaska back to Michigan, I stayed with the program.
So you've got students that you take. How many go every year?
We do a search every fall, and we've taken between 4 and 8 students a year. They're mostly from the business school, accounting majors, focusing on tax preparation. So it's been pretty seamless. They do a great job.
And how long are they in Alaska?
We fly out on a Friday night, arrive in Anchorage, and then there's training at the university the following Saturday. The next day on Sunday, we head out to the field and spend 7 days in the villages and then return that Saturday night, debrief, and fly back to Michigan on Sunday.
What's a typical number of tax returns that your team might do in that given week?
Each student does about 100 to 150 returns in that week.
That's a lot of tax preparation. And who in the towns do you find is most in need of the tax assistance?
So it's interesting because a lot of these smaller villages, there's village elders who might not have access to internet. In some of the villages, English might not even have been their first language. And so I think those are the people that really need the program. Some just jump on TurboTax and do it from their computers or their cell phones. But some of the villagers don't have that capacity. And so being able to support them is an important part of the program.
So give us just a sense, if you will, Fritz, what it's like in these remote towns. I know you were at this town of Nulato. I picked it out and looked it up, and it is isolated. What do they find when they get to these towns and villages?
It's amazing, especially for the students that haven't been there before. The first thing you notice is the quote-unquote airport. It's just a landing strip, and you're on a bush plane that only seats 6 people, and the rest of the weight on the bush planes is Amazon deliveries. So even out in these remote villages, people are using Amazon Prime to order anything from diapers to televisions. It's just amazing watching those planes come in. And so the students start in Anchorage, which is, you know, a city of a few 100,000 people, and then you land on a landing strip hundreds of miles away with a population of, say, 259, like you said. You know, we do several villages over the course of the week, and when they get to that first one, they just look shocked, like, oh my goodness, what is this? and then there's no roads in any of these places, so you get picked up at the landing strip on a snow machine. They don't call them snowmobiles in Alaska, they call them snow machines. So they drag all the luggage back to town, and you're riding on the snow machine, or sometimes you just walk. If it's a mile or two, you might just walk. And then we do the preparations either at a tribal office or in the schools. And so you get there and start setting up, and then the villagers start arriving. They make the announcements on local radio. They have CBs throughout the villages. They post on Facebook. The tax preparers are there, and the villagers monitor the CB communications and the Facebook pages. And within an hour, I mean, they do the announcement when the plane lands. You can't really tell when the planes are going to land. It depends so much on the weather. But as soon as the plane lands, they make the announcement, and we're supposed to be set up doing taxes within an hour of landing. That's one of the rules.
You hit the deck running.
You hit the deck running. And sometimes by the time we get that snow machine over to the tribal office, there's already a line, you know, and that might have only been 10 or 15 minutes in some cases, and the villagers are ready to go.
What do you see when you see the interaction between some of these elders of these indigenous tribes and these kids from Western Michigan University? What kind of things do you see happening?
It's so interesting. There's so much mutual respect and so much exchanging of stories. I mean, the villagers are blown away that students from Michigan would spend their spring break while their colleagues are going to Cancun or Acapulco where it's 80, 90 degrees, you know, and we're flying to rural Alaska where it could be 50 below. So the villagers are grateful, you know, for the volunteer work, but they're also just interested in the stories and how people came to do this. And, Conversely, our students are really interested in the villagers' stories and how they've spent their lives, in some cases 80, 90 years, you know, in these remote Alaskan communities. And so they spend a lot of time just telling stories about what Michigan's like or what Alaska's like. And it's fun just to sit there and listen to those conversations.
I have to say, I don't know anything about doing taxes, but I wish I could go on that excursion with you. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fantastic. Fritz, that was a really, really terrific initiative you began, and long may it last. Fritz Alhoff, professor of philosophy at Western Michigan University, who leads a team of students to prepare taxes in remote Alaskan villages each year. Fritz, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.